store is filled with people and children, and I'm like, lean forward, and I just go, cunt hunt. And he goes, excuse me? I'm like, cunt hunt. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a hearing problem. Can you speak up a little? Cunt hunt.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Cunt hunt.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4673 of BFO for Wednesday the 7th of January 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and some facts and figures for you, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Hi. Good morning, pigs. No.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a cha-chingy good morning to you, moneybags.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, first humpers, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your first humpers today, because y'all, it's the first hump day of 20 and 26. And y'all, wishing us a good morning, were that Brian in the Denver. Big Fatty, where is he from? I'm not quite sure. And my Northeast straight Jenny! And finally, it was Brendan in the Up. Y'all, you remember what this music is all about? Y'all, it's the music for Win Bacon's Money contest that we had going at the end of last year. And y'all, I am happy. I am happy to report that, you know, Brendan over there in the Uck. Yes, Big Betty, he just said good morning to you. He did. Y'all, he was the winner. And y'all, I'm happy to say that Miss Bacon has placed cash money in an envelope to him. Y'all, she took a picture. She took a picture of it and wrote a little note. And she has affixed international postage. Big Fatty, did she say par avion? I don't know. But y'all, as they say, the check's in the mail. Big Fatty, I thought you said it was cash. Well, the cash is in the mail. Cash money. Yes, Big Fatty, from the ATM machine. And Brendan has been notified. I think I notified Brendan. And if not, you're being notified now, Brendan. Big Fatty, you just don't remember shit anymore. No, I really don't. And, Brendan, I'm happy to report that that bag of silver that Miss Bacon offered up as the cash prize contained $58.40. Big Fatty, that's quite the prize. It is quite the prize. And so she didn't have to send any silver through the mail. She just added a little bit on. Yes, we paid those conversion rates and everything. Well, so Brendan, she rounded up to the nearest Andrew Jackson. What, Big Fatty, he didn't know what that means. Well, he'll find out soon. Yes, Big Fatty, so congratulations, Miss Bacon, for getting rid of that prize. This is the CBS Saturday morning music. Y'all, it's just kind of a nice calming little toe tapper. that I just thought we'd pay today. Pay. Pray today. Play today. Anyway, y'all, by the way, let me just say I received word that Brandon of Axe and Brandon, you know, proprietors of Carolina Cheese and Provisions, y'all, everything went well with his surgery, and he was in recovery, and evidently, Alex pulled out his cellular telephonic device and was taking pictures of movies or something. I guess maybe Brandon was acting crazy or something. Manny, what else is new? He's on the road to recovery and doing very well. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, I finished up the crema decorations, y'all, and I was getting ready to cook me a steak. Y'all, I cooked it in my Aya fryer, and y'all had a shrimp cocktail. Y'all, it was delicious. It was just delicious. And I sat down and I watched the premiere episode of the CBS Evening News with Tony DeCoppo. All they've done is they've moved him to the backside of the old studio. So you're looking at the backs of folks in the control room and at the computers and all that kind of stuff, and shooting across to where the other studio is, the other side of the studio. And as with everything with broadcast news, they've changed the logo and the music and the font and the desk and, you know, everything. And it wasn't great. They fucked it up. The teleprompter got messed up, and they fixed it by the time it came on the West Coast presentation. But it was not great. And Tony seems he wants to come across as the next Walter Cronkite, I believe. And that's the way it is. And, he's got the rest of this week until like the 19th, I think, this week and next week. Y'all, he's going to be on the road in different cities doing the news from them. And, y'all, that's just... It he's trying to be the man of the people. And y'all, I think it's going to I'm going to tire of it quickly. I'm going to give it the 2 weeks. You know, you give everything 2 weeks. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like the BFO. Listen for 2 weeks, then unsubscribe. It's true. And y'all, by the way, when I was posting the little show yesterday, y'all, I noticed that I had comments. I used to get an e-letter saying that I had comments when they posted to little shows. And y'all, there's two comments about yesterday. Let's just see what they are. But y'all, I'm not getting those. Kathy Bacon says, Bacon's money, oh my, was kind of wondering when I held the first contest. I feel like the first one was won by Ms. Stone. That would be Miss Stone. Miss West. I sent him a cashier's check. you're fat. And y'all have been that Matt Berlin game. You know, he and that DJ Zbornak came up with the song and says, "What a wonderful thing to hear this morning. Me and Ouija and then my little song. I'm so glad you enjoyed it." Well, I did, Matt. But y'all, there were comments from other shows. Y'all, there's a lot of comments. Well, not a lot. There were two about the buffet from New Year's Eve. Moose says, "Oh, that looks wonderful." And Randy up there in the penis, Slivania, says, "It's lovely, especially the balls." Beh, Fanny, he's as vulgar as you. There was a comment on the New Year's Eve little show. Well, let's see. This one is from Miss Bacon. Boots is a really... I talked about that one. And Big Fatty, are you just going to read the inner tubes to everyone? I might. And then I want to... But y'all, I didn't realize these were being posted. And so I guess I need to come over here to the BFO. Miss Beaver, I think I read what Miss Beaver said on New Year's. And then on New Year's Day, there was Moose says, "Love the video." Y'all, that's the video of my Northeast Straight Jenny! You know, he ain't right. And then the full moon, Dr. Stone says, "I just needed gas before heading to a New Year's Eve party. Why doesn't Kay Bacon send a Visa gift card? Certainly she doesn't need to open an account to send one of those." Well, you know, I can't answer that, but the deed is done now, so we don't need to send a gift card. So anyway, y'all, I think that's all the comments right there, but I didn't want to slight anyone. Oh, no, Big Fatty. But y'all, after the news, I watched The Wheel and worked on some Candy Crush. And then then my neighbor, former coal mining neighbor, he came by about 7:30 p.m. in the evening, and I told him when he got here, I said, "I'm throwing you out at 9 o'clock because I'm tired." Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Moving all those tubs and crates and boxes of crema decorations, y'all, it wore me out. And yes, because that's because you're going to be 70 this year. It's true, I'm going to be 70 this year. And anyway, but it's done. Y'all, slept like a baby. Got up on Tuesday morning. Had my breakfast. Y'all had the last of the little ham biscuits and my coffee and some crema cookies from that my sister-in-law makes. What did I do then? Then I was off. I was off from the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres, and y'all, then I was off. I was off to senior size class, y'all. We were all huffing and puffing a little bit today, but it was nice to be back in that routine. And from a senior size class, I was off to the big circle. Did the big circle, came back. Y'all, had some cheese and crackers as I watched an episode of, I watched the Jeopardy from Monday night, because you know my neighbor was here while it was on, and then I watched the next episode of The Linoleum. Y'all, it's really a really good show, now here I am, getting ready to pop out, to hop in the Shure, and I'll be heading over to Shady Pines for the first supper of 2026. And let's just see here. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Dick, I see y'all got a gas report from that Moose P. You know, he's up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki. He went to the BJ's. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. No, it's, I don't know what BJ stands for. Big Fatty, I think I know what it stands for. It sounds like something at the Horror Hotel. Well, there are, anyway, he got gas there, paid $2.33 a gallon. So that's not bad, Moose. Y'all, speaking of the Horror Hotel, y'all was on the horn, as they say, with Aw Chris today, and y'all were putting together some final touches on the weekend, and trying to get counts and everything, updated counts. Y'all, it looks like right now we've got about 80 people coming. And y'all, I had teased this at the end of last week, I think. Y'all, there will be a special guest there. Yes, Big Betty, the Pwn Star. No, someone very important. Just ask them. And y'all, it's going to be that Daniel Bieber. Daniel Bieber is going to hop in his electric jalopy and head on up to the Horror Hotel. He's been there once or twice before for different events. Y'all, by the way, do you listen to the Gayish on one of their shows? I think it was early December. One of their listeners had been to the Horror Hotel for some kind of a spanking weekend. I think it's called Badass. And so I thought that was interesting. And let's see, what else was I going to say about all that? I don't know. But y'all, it's all coming together quite nicely. I heard from that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Yes, Big Fatty, he told you you were fat. It's true. And he says, Big Fatty, would you please let everyone know that's going to be at Leather Weather that I will have to be leaving early on Saturday. Y'all, that's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Spoiler alert. So any birthday spankings would need to be administered prior to his departure on Saturday. So y'all, there may be some bruised. Well, anyway. But Big Fatty, you know he loves a spanking, y'all, one last little thing before the time gets away from me. I just want to say to Jeff and to EJ, you know, they both were trying to get on the hand map, and Crooked Hat has told me that he has reached out to both of you to get your information. So check your e-letters and see if you've got an e-letter from Crooked Hat, and send him your information and get on the hand map. Yes, because that'd be lovely. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I was going to give you some facts and figures today, but I guess I'll just wait till tomorrow. Y'all, I have compiled the statistics on the coupon for 2025, how many steps Big Fatty took in 2025, and how many miles he walked in 2025. And Big Fatty sounds like a contest. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Y'all, speaking of a contest, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, some voices you haven't heard in a while. Y'all, those are the Super B and Michael Cantaloupe from the QCast Connection. And Super B, what do you think of today?
Cunt hunt.
Well, you know, that's usually on Tuesday. You know, see you next Tuesday.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.